I've heard that a very few times.
You deem that as an insult.
Yeah, that's what it means.
I see.
Which, you know, I never did hear any of them around, but I've heard them talking about it all.
Mm-hmm.
And you could hear them talking about it way off. If you were where you could hear and they couldn't hear you, you didn't walk up on them down that way. But if you woke up, that would all be over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've had them work for me, and they have go to have these frolics in the houses at night around. And this is so where I had. I didn't have it on my little place where I was. I didn't have them frolics because I wasn't nothing but drinking and cause trouble. That's all they had. I didn't mind them having little parties like we would have or anybody else. I didn't care nothing about that. But they have big frolics and dancing and all that stomping and hollering and going on. I didn't have that.
Mm.
One was having it pretty close to where I was one night when I lived down at Quincy. And that nigga hadn't been with me too long down there. He'd been there and I called a lot. He lived the closest to me. I called him, I said, Bartow, go down and tell Butch, his name was Butch. I said, go down and tell Butch to cut out that foolishness. I said, we don't have that. He went down and told him, he sent him some of his big words back. But he said, I'll go down there, I'll stop it. He said, Mr. Butler, you better not go down there. He said, them niggas you don't know. I said, you just wait, I'll go. I said, there won't be a bit of trouble. I just take my pistol in one hand, and flashlight in the other, and I went on down there. I didn't say a word. Didn't have no electric lights then. We didn't even have them in our house. They had never got them in there. They was putting up them. It was at the time when they were starting putting lights over the country the same year. And I woke up as the door. I just started to shoot the light out in there, but I didn't say a word. I just woke up. He had his back in the door, the one lived there. And he was just patting and they were just raising sand in there. I woke up and laid my hand on his shoulder. I said, Butch, what kind of word did I send you down? I said, I meant just what I said. You could have heard a pin fall in that house.
Okay.
And you heard my automobiles leaving there, they left. There wasn't another, but no more took. I said, I meant just what I said. That's all I said.
Mm-hmm.
He never did have no more.
And you knew that you meant business, right?
I thought. He just knew I meant what I said.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
And they all knew it. They knew that. They knew just as well that I meant it. He just thought he would be just that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So that he wasn't going to do it, he couldn't stay there.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't going to have it because there wasn't in no cutoff. It was just a farm, that's what we done. And they could have it. I didn't care about them playing, having all that they wanted to have.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't going to have that drinking and cutting the food.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do it, and I wasn't going to have them do it. Not around me.
I once asked a colored man what he'd say about another colored man if he didn't like him. And he said, well, them folks over there, they're just swamp niggers. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, what?
He says, them folks over there, they're just swamp niggers.
Yeah, I've heard that. So they're just swamping, they're just taking it away from you and all that kind of stuff. I've heard that.
I don't know what it means. I suppose niggers that come out of the swamp just aren't... like animals, is that it? Or?
Yeah, that's what he was talking.
That's what he meant.
Yeah.
He didn't like them.
Don't get that up there.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it, and the man got mad. You might say, that man really got awfully...
I don't know. We got awfully hot, I reckon, about it. I told him I'd say.
Riled up?
Yeah, he probably said he got riled up.
Mm-hmm. And if you've been working hard all day, you might say at night, I'm really...
I'm sure tired.
And if somebody becomes ill suddenly, you might say... He sure
got sick quick or something. He had a spell or something of it.
And if you have sick feeling here, you say he's feeling.